will be better
next year or this year.
And if a child has just had his third birthday, then you'd say he is
3 years old.
And and something that happened about this time last year, you'd say it happened
This same time last year. Do you mind if I throw something in?
Oh, no, please do.
This family, bless her heart, she couldn't read. And she was an old lady when I was a young teenager, about 12, 13, or 14. And she couldn't read and write. She just didn't have a chance to go to school. But they, you know, farmed on Grandpa's place. And I don't reckon back then she knew the days of the months, but she knew the seasons. And she always said that her son was born in tater digging time. I have thought about that so often. But she got the season of the year right.
That's very interesting. Well, now, when's tater digging time?
In the fall, in October, November, usually around October.
Is it done? Is it just by the kind of weather that happens to be that year, or is it done by the moon or anything like that? Is it done at a special time?
Well, no, you dig them when they're ready, but you plant. A lot of people plant, you know, by the moon signs.
I tell you about that.
Well, you just my husband checks his calendar before he will work on his hogs.
So you just look at the calendar?
Or the almanac. He always keeps an almanac.
So you look in the almanac and it tells you when to do that?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
If you're going to work on animals, the sign needs to be in the feet.
Yes.
Going away from the area that they're going to, have a little bit of surgery on.
And so do you plant? What does the
moon have to do? A lot of people plant by the signs of the moon. They don't want to plant on the ground of the moon. Crops that make below the dirt, you know, there's like peanuts or something like that. Won't make as much.
You can't plant when
growing
them. You have to plant when?
If
the moon isn't growing, then it's...
It will bear fruit. But if it's on the ground of the moon, it will make more of... leaves. It just grows so pretty and tall, but doesn't bear much fruit.
Oh,
see, like peas. They won't bear much fruit.
Okay, well, if the moon's growing, and you're on the growing of the moon, and it gets full, and then what does it do?
It just doesn't bear any fruit.
But from the time, what do you say the moon's doing then? If it's not growing, it's...
You mean if it's not getting full, it's on the decline.
Alright. And last January would be about
a year ago.
And what are those things up in the sky that float around? Those big white things?
Stars. Oh, it's clouds.
And
so many of the times they're dark colored.
Especially lately this week.
It's a rarity that you see white clouds, really.
It is, that's true. But that's what most people think of it that way anyway. Well, if you look up in the sky and there are no clouds around, you might say, well, I believe we're going to have a...
rain?
No, if it's a clear sky.
A pretty day. We're going to have a pretty day. The reason I'm conscious of those colors, my husband's mother... was also an artist. She painted those pictures in my living room.
Oh, she did. That's excellent.
This was one of the first ones she painted over there.
I saw that when I walked in the room. That's very pretty.
And
is that down at the beach, maybe?
No, she just did that from memory.
That's wonderful.
She gave that to him years and years and years ago.
That's very pretty. Well, if it's not a nice day and the sun's not shining bright, you'd say it's a what kind of day?